consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode here. And I am so excited for those of you who are tuning in live or on the replays. Today's episode is about reinventing yourself with so much boldness, so much courage. And, you know, sometimes that means doing a complete 180, taking an unexpected left turn, which you're going to hear about from my special guest and friend, Brad Walsh, today. And how exactly can we take the courage to bust out of what we are feeling like we may be in a box? I myself have been in that feeling like I was being held back by my license as a psychologist from my bigger soul mission and my fullest authentic self-expression. So today we're going to dive in more with steps to trust yourself and take aligned action, and hope that you take inspiration, you're moved by. I know you will be, because I'm so moved by Brad. I was like, we need to connect, we need to chat, and we need to get you on my show. So I know that you're going to be so moved by this man, and that I hope that this inspires you to take aligned action, whatever that is for you. Now, before I introduce Brad a little bit more formally to you, we are at the end of 2022, almost very close. And I just want you to check in to see how it's been going in your business. Are you feeling aligned? Do you have clarity of your path to purpose and monetizing on your calling, creating that impact you deeply want? And are you doing it, most importantly, in a way that feels fun? You're leading with your heart. You're leading with your beingness. You know, yes, I was chatting with my clients this past week, and a lot of them, the common theme was, Roz, we know you love, like, you bring in all the business strategies, but we really, really appreciate how you just allow us to really fully show up as who we are and embody our truth. And so I want to have you check in with yourselves if that's what's happening for you. Are you embodying in your beingness, or are you getting caught up in the doingness? Because I don't want that for you. Okay, it's about be, do, and have. So do go check out my free masterclass, How to Boldly and Unapologetically Market Your Coaching Business and Attract Your Full Body Yes Clients. The link is in the show notes. You can also DM me on Instagram at Bold Sexy Warrior Masterclass, and I can send you that link. All right, my loves, let's get to the show. Without further ado, I'm going to tell you about Brad, and we'll talk a little bit about how exactly we met. But Brad went from, and he'll share his story a little bit more in detail, tech to boudoir photographer, what? creating a women's empowerment podcast platform. He's a coach, a podcast coach and host. And him and I met, Brad, we could talk a little bit about how we met. We met when I really dive into work with my clients, it's really important for me as a coach to really understand who they are. And I love to just binge on, if my clients have been on podcasts before, I want to hear and listen to what they're saying, how they're saying it, you know, what's their message. And so Michal, she was one of your guests. That's who was my client. And I had never heard of Brad before until Michal told me about her her shared your podcast with me. And I was tuning in, and Michal is just brilliant. And I was listening to you, Brad, and I'm like, who is this podcast host? This man knows how to have fun and knows how to interview. I love his radio voice, his charisma. I'm like, Michal, you got to introduce me this soon. So here we are. Yeah. And I have formed a beautiful connection, friendship. He's a fellow Canadian. Yes. And Brad, you know, I love, you know, we're all about being. And the thing in your bio is that you write first and foremost, you know, you talk about your role too, in terms of like, you're a father, you're a very caring man, very, very clear to me. You have two beautiful girls. They're now 21 and 23. You're married to an amazing, inspiring. I can't talk today. I'm so excited. My brain is working lower than my mouth. Woman. Brad is a photographer, a published number one international best-selling author, podcast host, and producer who found himself wanting to inspire others during the pandemic. Brad birthed the idea of Empowerography as a platform to highlight strong, inspired, and dynamic women to share their stories of success, triumph, resiliency, and transformation. So he's really excited to be here today as well to help empower, elevate, and educate. And really, you're all about amplifying the voices of women all over the world, Brad. And I just, I felt that in your podcast. You know, I just, I was like, wow. I don't even know if I heard that part of my podcast, but I energetically felt that from you. So I think that's the first where I have asked a client to introduce me to a podcast host. Really? And here we are.
Welcome. I am honored. I am absolutely honored too.
And I'm excited to just really dive in deeper into our conversation and move and activate our audience members, our listeners, and our TV watchers. I'm like, what are we talking
I am so excited to be here, Rosalyn. Thank you for this opportunity. It's, I mean, yes, we got connected through Michal, and she is a beautiful human being in her own right. And to get connected with you and meet another like-minded person, another beautiful soul. I mean, your energy, it just radiates from you. From the time we met, I just, there was a connection there, and it just, I'm so honored and happy to have you as part of my community, as part of my life, and to be able to call you a friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The feelings are mutual. And so I'd love for you to share with our audience, what, tell us a little bit about your background in tech in that world, and then like, walk us through the story, because that is a complete left turn for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete left turn for me too. I never in a million years dreamed I'd be here doing what I'm doing now. So I guess if I take it back to my love for photography, everything started from photography. I learned how to shoot on black and white film. I learned back in high school, back using the darkroom to develop my images and just falling in love with that whole process and that art form. I mean, photography is such a beautiful art form, and being able to have jumped in at that point where it's not just click and click like a mad click show and you can just pick your images and delete the rest. We had to think about what we were shooting because you're using film. You only have a certain amount of shots to use. So I learned back in high school, and you know, when I think about it, one of the funniest things about this whole thing is the fact that I never wanted to photograph people. I had no interest whatsoever in photographing people. It was all, my focus was more landscapes and architecture and things like that. I had no interest in dealing with people, photographing, nothing. And here I am now photographing people for a living. Yeah, like complete. So it started right there, right? The first 180 was that. And that came to be, so I ended up working in corporate for 12 and a half years at an accounting firm as an audiovisual tech. So here comes the tech part of it. So I was dealing with a lot of audio production, video production, all of the things around that. And about 3 years into my career at the accounting firm, to put it politely, I guess we'll say I was tasked with the responsibility of doing the corporate headshots for the corporate staff. And that's actually where I fell in love with photographing people. I loved having that one-on-one time and that connection with each person as they sat for their portrait. I could learn a bit about who they are and what they do and connect with them on a different level, you know, while they sat for their portrait with that 5-10 minutes, whatever it was that they sat with me for. And that's where my love for photographing people began. And then about 3 years following that, I was introduced through a mutual friend to a boudoir photographer who was based in Florida. I fell in love with her work and the message and the mission behind that genre of photography, with what you can help women accomplish in terms of body acceptance, self-love, self-confidence, and all of those beautiful things. And so here comes the second 180. I ended up mentoring with this woman for 6 months. And when I was finished my mentorship with her, I just knew it was a light bulb moment. I just knew that's the direction I've got to take my business when I do make the jump to photography full time, which of course didn't happen for another 6 years. But during that 6 years that I was still at the accounting firm and working in corporate, I was practicing and honing my skills as a boudoir photographer. I was doing free shoots and just to work on my skill set. I have two daughters, as you mentioned. They are 21 and 23, and they are a huge part of my why for all of it, for the photography, for the podcast, for everything. And a big part of that reason being is both girls were bullied in elementary school. My youngest was bullied by both boys and girls verbally and physically. My oldest was bullied by girls verbally. And of course, as a parent, you know this, to see, I mean, the thought the thought of seeing your kids bullied and picked on, that's exactly what it was. It was heartbreaking. And you know, it was a tough couple of years that we went through with them and dealt with that. But I think the worst part of that experience as a parent was seeing the effects that it had on the girls carry through with them to the different stages of their lives, from elementary school to high school to now the young adult lives. The effects are still prevalent from that bullying years ago when they were in elementary school. And, you know, when I take a step back and look at the whole picture through a wider lens, the fact that there are hundreds of millions of young girls and women who go through and deal with that on a daily basis. I talk to women every day, and some of them tell me stories about being bullied as an adult in corporate life or in their everyday lives. It's horrible that anyone should have to go through and deal with that, especially kids. You know, I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, it's just, we have to do all we can to help the kids through this. And so with the photography piece of it, the fact that I'm able to show women themselves in a light that they don't normally get to see themselves in and show them their true beauty, both inside and out, and be part of that. And to know that, I mean, I've had women come out of shoots and interviewing sessions and tell me that they can't believe that's them in the photographs. And that's, Rosalind, I'm telling you, there is no bigger or better compliment I could ever be paid as a photographer, as an artist, as a human being, than to know that I've had that kind of an impact on another human being and given back to them in that way, that they see their true selves, who they authentically and beautifully are. To be able to do that for another human being is so powerful. I get to witness transformation unfold right before my very eyes. And honestly, that is one of the most powerful and beautiful things to ever bear witness to. It is so amazing to be able to
I imagine you have shared many tears with these women as they witness themselves in you capturing their essence, their power, beauty inside and out.
Yeah. And that's it, right? I'm capturing their essence. And to give them that as a gift, to show them who they truly are, is just, it's beyond words, honestly. There's not enough words to describe how incredible that feels to be able to give that gift to somebody.
Oh, it is. It must be. It's so powerful. Absolutely. And so from there, then you started to marry your tech background with your Empowered Woman background. Yeah. And then you created Empowerography.
Yeah. Yeah. How did
that idea? Wow. You know, you and I were talking behind the scenes about the part that touches me so much. Is all of this, but particularly you as a father, and just like really your why that drives everything. You know, of course, as parents, we feel heartbroken. We do our best to try to soften that blow and get resourceful with our kids. And for you, you took that to the global level and be like, yeah, I am blowing this up in the most formative ways. So I just so moved by that.
Yeah. Well, in 2019, I was just sitting around thinking, you know, this is great that I'm on this mission of women's empowerment through the photography, but it doesn't feel fulfilling enough in terms of not having a big enough impact. The impact is very individualized because it's just my client and I who feel the impact, right? I wanted to have a bigger impact. I wanted to reach more people and help more people. So I thought, why don't I take what I'm doing with the photography and transplant that or turn that into a podcast where I focus the podcast solely on women. And of course, at the time, and even now, when I think about it, there aren't that many, if any, men who are doing what I'm doing in terms of hosting a platform that amplifies specifically and only women, women's voices, women's stories. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to carve out my own little niche in the busy world of podcasting as well. Right. So
yes,
I reached out to 7 or 8 friends of mine, women who were in the industry that I was in, photographers, makeup artists, and I explained to them what my idea was behind the platform and what I wanted to do with it. And I asked them if they would help me get it off the ground by letting me interview them. Thankfully, they all said yes, and they agreed. So I did the interviews, I created the content, and I started putting it out there. And at that same time, I was in my second year full-time in my photography business, and the business started to pick up traction. I was getting more inquiries and more bookings. And I just thought, I have to shift all of my energy and my focus to the business because it's still so new. Mm. And so I shelved the podcast and focused on the business. Fast forward to March of 2020. We don't even need to say the word. We all know what happened. It rendered my business inoperable. I couldn't be shooting during that time. And I thought, you know, I was tired of hearing all the people complain and whine about what was going on in the world. And I just thought, I can't be part of that. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm going to actually flip the narrative. And here comes the other 180. I'm going to take advantage of the time that we've all been given on this planet and use it for good. Do something positive with it. I thought, another light bulb moment. This is how I can reinvent things. I can reinvent myself. I can focus on the podcast. I can put all of my energy into that and grow it to what I originally wanted to get it to. So I began reaching out to women on Instagram and explaining what my idea was and what I wanted to do with the platform. And the response was just incredible, Rosalind. The women were so happy to hear that a man had created a platform such as this to help elevate women and amplify their voices, that it turned into this amazing thing where women were saying, Brad, I've got a friend, she'd be a great guest for your podcast. Brad, I know somebody, should be a good fit for your platform.
Yeah, I probably sent you a few people.
Yes, you have. You sent me. Yeah, you sent me some. And that's how it works, right? That's how it's turned into this beautiful community that we now have, where honestly, Rosalind, I can tell you this past 2.5 years have been the best 2.5 years of my life. And I can tell you with every fiber of my being, every piece of my heart and soul, I know I have found my purpose and my mission on this planet, and that is this podcast platform. This is why I'm here, is to do this work and to help elevate women and amplify their voices through sharing their stories. And the journey has just been incredible. It's honestly amazing. And there was hesitation around, you know, reigniting the podcast. I thought, you know, be prepared because you may get some pushback from women. There are feminists, very staunch feminists out there who think that men have no place in speaking on these topics. And that's fine. That's your opinion. That's okay. And, you know, I could never fully understand what women have had to deal with or go through because of men. I can't. I'm not a woman. I'm a man. But I have an idea, having helped raise my daughters. And when I was a kid, my mom left my biological father when I was 10. He was running around on her having an affair. And back in those days, the women were the ones who stayed home to raise the children while the husband was the one working. So when I look back on that situation now as an adult, the fact that my mom had the strength and the courage and the resilience to stand up and say, no, I don't have to take this anymore. I refuse to put up with this anymore. I'm leaving. I'm taking my boys and we're going. And that's exactly what we did. We left with nothing but the clothes on our back. We moved into a 1-bedroom apartment. My mom slept on a couch. My brother and I shared a bedroom, and she had to get a job after being out of work for over 10 years because she stayed home with her kids. She stayed home to raise us. And when she was at work, my grandmother would step in and help. So for me, those two women are the foundation for all of it. I owe them a debt that is completely unpayable. And for all they did for me, all they showed me and taught me and gave me, and you know, I wouldn't be the man I am today without those two women. They're the foundation and the start of all of it. And so these five women, my wife, my daughters, and my mother and my grandmother, they're why I do what I do. It's my way of saying thank you to women and giving back to women because of all the things, the abundance that I've received from these five women in my life.
Oh, like you shared this, I've heard this before, and you share it again, and I'm still tearing up, you know, and it makes me feel so touched, and it makes me reflect on myself as a mom. And my hope and goal is that my kids, my two boys, are saying the same thing, you know, because of my mom, and she's a role model, and she, you know, like did those things, and it just took risks, and she showed us the way. And my husband, very much like you, a conscious man, you know, very much in support of men and women raising the vibration in his own way. It's beautiful to see that our children are seeing this as role models and seeing that, you know, we surround ourselves with people like this. So this is the normal for us. And how incredible that, you know, these beautiful, you know, parents and your grandmother, like they're paving the way. Like, wow. I'm actually really curious on a personal level.
Yeah.
Now that you've rolled all of your magic out, how this has impacted your daughters, if your mother's still alive.
My mother is. My grandmother is not. She's passed on, but my mother's still alive and she's very proud. She loves it. She thinks it's amazing and the girls are proud. And I love being able to do this work and to be an example that this, I'm going to toot my own horn here a little bit. I don't normally do it, but this is what the girls should look for in a man. And I want them to know that they can do anything they want in their lives. That's the most important thing, is that to believe in themselves and that they can accomplish whatever they set their minds to. They just have to focus on it, put in the work and do it. But it is possible. Anything is possible. Yeah. And that's what I want my girls to know, is that they can do it.
And so do your girls tune into your podcast? How has it touched their lives?
My youngest, probably not, because she's away at university. So she's busy with university life and the whole partying scene and being young and enjoying
Not ready yet.
My oldest, yes, I'm sure she's tuned into a few episodes and she loves it. She thinks it's amazing. So I'm just proud to be doing this work and that they get to witness that, you know, that this work is possible and that I am an advocate for women.
And how about for your wife? I'm curious how this has impacted her. I'm sure she's falling in love more with you. it's true. Like when we see our partners just being in their magic, there's something so sexy about that. And there's something, so Dan and I talk about that. He loves when watching me speak and I love watching him speak. It's just like in our power in that more like impacts, global impacts way. And it just, it's
powerful. It's beautiful. And she's very proud and happy that I found my purpose and I found my mission on this planet. She loves that, because you think about it, there are so many people who wander through this life that never do find their purpose. And I think that's so sad. You know, I would love for everybody to find their purpose and their mission on this planet, because think of how much beauty there would be in the world if everybody found their purpose. And your purpose doesn't have to be this big thing where you start a business. It could be you're working in a restaurant and that makes you happy. That sets your soul on fire. And that's beautiful. If you have found that as your purpose.
Even I think about this story and I can't remember the origins of like who the source, and but I do remember somebody sharing about a janitor that was in their elementary days. And how this janitor every morning greeted every single child, made every single child feel seen, feel heard, you know, and it's like, yes, that was their role, but their purpose, they really embraced their purpose in that role.
But he was touching these kids' lives every day.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it made me think of. So I love that. That's incredible. Have you interviewed your wife on your podcast?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I've been saying it since I started. Well, not since I started. I would say about 6 or 7 months in, I kept saying, okay, we got to have you on the show. I also wanted to get my daughters on to interview me.
Yeah, I think that'd be incredible. But
again, it's hard to get them because my youngest is in university, so she's so busy with school and stuff. So it will happen eventually at some point. That is the plan to get
all. They're building their confidence.
That's right. That's right. But it will happen at some point. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What sort of feedback has your podcast been? How has it been received? You know, how do you notice it's changed the lives of interview or who listens to it?
It's been amazing. I get messages from time to time, and you know, there are times where I've sat and thought, you know, is this resonating with anyone? Is it hitting anyone? Is anyone picking up on this? Is anyone getting anything out of this? And you know, it's funny, when I get into those thought spaces, those head spaces, within a day or two of being in that headspace, I'll get a message from someone saying, I love what you're doing. I love the work you're doing. Keep doing it. Keep putting it out there. Mm-hmm. This story really resonated with me. I love what you're doing. So it's little messages like that. Just a reminder.
It does really matter. Like, even when people watch the replays or comments or like DM me and just say thank you. Or recently, what was really cool was definitely, I've been doing this podcast, TV show for the last year. So it was a TV show. She was one of my first TV show episodes. And it just sort of randomly popped up for somebody else on my Facebook. Friends, and she it was exactly what she needed to hear. So thank you, Spirit, for like sending people out the episodes. And I just trust that people will come here and it will find them when they need
it. That's right. It is an amazing feeling when you get those messages. It reinforces, and I think it reignites, reinvigorates you and inspires you to keep going, because you know that it is having an effect and it is resonating with people. And that just feels incredible, because really, for me, and I'm sure for you too, you're the same. Mm-hmm. This is why we're doing this, is to touch people's lives and to change people's lives and to impact them. And through sharing the stories of the women who have been on the podcast, if we can touch just one woman's life and have her stand up and realize, wait a minute, Rosalind's been through this, something similar to what I'm going through, and look at where she is. I too can accomplish that. That's what it's about.
Yes. And I'm not scared to share about my fuck up. So,
well, that's part of the learning process.
My mistakes are the most expensive, emotionally or financially or both.
Yeah.
But they're also the greatest lessons that get to become stories to share with others, to be like, yo, here's the lessons I got from this.
It's funny. I recently was editing an episode and I'm putting it out in a couple of weeks. And one of the questions that I ask all my guests is, what does success mean to you? What does that word mean to you? And this particular guest said, success isn't about the money. It isn't about being successful. It's about failure and learning from your failures. And I thought, holy shit, no one has ever answered that question like that. And I thought, that is so true. And it's so powerful. It's about the failures and learning from those and moving forward with it, figuring out where you went wrong and moving forward. I thought that is such a great answer.
And that is how we improve and quantum leap our results. One of my coaches, she calls that mindsight. So looking at things in hindsight, but rather than just 2020, then looking at what are the lessons I will bring forward with me to move forward with. And I'm like,
that's beautiful. Mindsight.
Mindset.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's hit the commercials. And thank you so much, Brad. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about how else you empower women, because I know it's not just the podcast platform, but you're also a coach to help women start their own podcast. So let's just chat a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be. by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Own Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Own Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Own Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Own Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Own Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, loves. So, Brad, we were just talking about mindset, so looking at our failures and really taking the lessons and moving forward. So I'm really curious, in this whole process, since pivoting, what would you consider was your biggest quote-unquote failure or mistake, and what lessons have you taken from that and moving forward?
I would have to say it goes back to when I started the photography business. I think for the first, I was thinking about this, actually, I wrote a post about this recently. When I first jumped into the business, I have no background in business, nothing. I just wanted to focus as an artist. We just want to focus on the art and that's it. We don't want to deal with the business stuff and all the other shit that goes along with it. Yeah. But I found myself caught up in competition mindset for the first year and a half. I was dealing with that and struggling with that. And there were times where I wanted to just throw in the towel and say, this is too much. I can't deal with it. I just can't. And it took me a year and a half to 2 years, I guess, to get to the point where I just thought, you know what? I can stay stuck in this or give up And that's not going to accomplish anything except me giving up. And I'm going to feel shitty about myself for giving up. Or I can push through and push forward and shift my mindset. So I started to surround myself with people who were of the same, like they were further on in their business. And I had got a mentor and he helped me shift my mindset to where I got into the belief system that, first of all, I can't compare my year two or my year one to someone else's year 10. That's like comparing apples to oranges. You just can't do it. It's not relative. There's no relation there. You can't, because they're so much further ahead of you. There's no comparison.
So just to be clear, when you were in the competition mindset, what sort of thoughts were going on in your mind? That
why is this person so much further ahead than me in their business? I thought I'd be at a different spot by now. I'm 2 years in and I'm still struggling to get clients and I'm still having problems. And why, you know, I was always comparing my work to other photographers. And that's a huge thing to deal with. So that whole
bubble
of competition mindset. And so once I got to the point where I realized, okay, Brad, you know what? The only competition you have to worry about is you. As long as you can look back and see that over the past year and a half to 2 years, you've improved. That's all that matters. You can't compare yourself to another photographer who's been in business for 8 years. You're only in your infancy still. You're in your second year of business. There's no comparison there. So I had to shift my mindset. And I can tell you, Roslyn, once that mindset shift happened for me, holy shit, my world opened up. Like I started getting more inquiries and more bookings and it just completely shifted the trajectory. And that, I would have to say, is probably the biggest lesson is getting out of that mindset, that competition mindset, and realizing that the only competition is me.
Yes. That's it. It's huge. Love you sharing this, because even in my circles, I hear people saying, but they're not comparing themselves to other people. They're comparing themselves to how far they've been in their business. So, oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I'm not where I thought I would be by this time now. And they start to like sort of get, they get hard on themselves. And I'm like, listen, you know, whatever it's, I think it's really important to set goals, you know, aligned with your vision and your purpose. Absolutely.
Of course.
However, it's really important to unattach ourselves from the expectations emotionally. I think that when we do that so much and we're not reaching that, we're just really, we end up being in that doing energy, but we forget wait, what are all the opportunities that have come away? What are all the little wins? And usually I would say the biggest wins in the beginning are the internal shifts, exactly what you just shared, Brad.
You really
had to make that internal belief system shift so that you could get right back out there with a new attitude, a new mindset. And I would say in the first year of business, that's really what it is. And it doesn't stop. Is the one of the greatest personal and spiritual development journeys ever.
No
matter if
you're
putting yourself out there, calling in clients, you're selling, like all your money stuff comes up, your sales stuff comes up.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of mindset.
You get stretched. You get stretched in ways and use muscles you never even knew existed. It's hard. And another thing I dealt with too was just vanished out of my head. I just had it. I just lost it. What was it?
We can come back to it because I think it'll just slip back in.
What the hell was I going to? Oh, I know. Sorry.
Okay.
Being of service in your business. Going in, this was another thing that my mentor taught me, because with photography, a big part for my business was creating collaborations with businesses to help each other, support each other. Yes. And he told me, you have to go into these companies and these businesses to talk to them with the intention of how can I be of service to you? How can I help you? What can I support you with? And then it will naturally come back. I had to learn that in business. And once I did, again, my world shifted. It's like, holy shit, this is how it works. This is how, and I've carried that forward ever since into my podcast. And to me, that's why we're here.
You embody it, Brad. You embody it.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's so important, though. That's honestly, I believe that's why we're all here on this planet, is to give back and to serve one another, to support each other, to cheerlead each other. That's why we're all here.
Thank you for this conversation. I feel like it's so deeply important. I can definitely resonate in, you know, who I used to be and my mindset around competition to conscious collaborations. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, creating those win-win-win situations is so deeply important to me. So I love this. This is awesome.
I think that's the cornerstone of business. I really do.
Collaboration. I agree. And with aligned people, because let me tell you, sometimes we can get into partnerships. I have stories that, you know, you think it's aligned and you're like, oh, okay, maybe not. Every relationship, there's always the soul contracts. There's a reason they came together.
That's right.
I see value from that. And then the soul contracts complete. And sometimes it's messy, but that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, speaking in service, I would love for you to speak about how you help women with, you've got a couple of different ways and how you
help
from giving a platform for them to amplify their voices. You also coach on them, like starting a podcast, right? And then you have
a
book you help them get into.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us more about that.
I have Empowered Edits. It's a coaching business for women that want to start podcasts and have no idea where to begin. I mean, it's overwhelming, right? You think about it. It's like, if you don't have any idea about tech or any of this stuff, it's like, where the hell do I start? So I help them get their start. I also coach women on how to be good guests on podcasts, because that's important as well, to be a good guest. And I mean, you want, this is your brand you're putting out there. This is your business you're putting out there. So you want to have an idea of how to go about it and how to do it. So that's one part of it. Another part is I brought together 30 women from all over the world recently. This year, in July, we launched my first co-publishing experience, a book called Transforming Pain into Purpose, uplifting stories of empowerment. And so what it is 30 women came together to share their stories of how they have transformed pain into purpose in their lives, however that looks for them. But these 30 women came together, and Rosalyn, I cannot tell you the incredible joy I felt seeing these women connect with one another and support each other through that journey. Yeah. Because you know, you've written, it's a journey. It takes a lot of strength and courage. I think, first of all, it takes a lot of strength and courage to say yes, to agree to doing it, but then to write your story and put it out there for the world to see.
Absolutely.
And the multi-author books are a great starting place or jumping off point, because you have that community, you have that support of the other women, in my case, with my book, that are going through the same thing that you are. So you have that support system, as well as I'm supporting the women through that journey as well. But to see them have come together, and honestly, it's like a little family that was built, 31 of us, 32 of us that came together and supported one another. And those relationships and those bonds and those friendships far exceed the book.
Will
be long gone, and you still have those relationships there. But to see them celebrating each other was one of the most beautiful parts of that whole process for me as a publisher. To see that was
powerful.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's beyond words. Truly, it really is.
So powerful, beautiful. I love that, and it is. It's like you just really bond when you with the co-authors. I love that experience so much, and you network, and more opportunities come. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And you also are running a conference in March 2023. Yes. Tell us about this. So exciting.
Yeah. It's this will be the third year in 2023. It's called Empowerography Live. And what we did this year for 2022 is we brought together 28 women, spread them across 5 different panels of discussion. We decided the theme and the topics, and we put anywhere from 3 to 6 women on a panel to discuss that particular topic. It's a 1-day event. Tickets are only $20 Canadian for the day. It's a full day. We have sponsors on board who donate prizes and gifts to give away. We had financial sponsors this year who contributed to the conference. And it is just an incredible day of inspiration and power and bonding for the women to connect with one another. And for the last hour of the conference, like once the panels are done, We stream it from Zoom into a private Facebook group for ticket holders. Yeah. And once the conference is done, we bring everyone into the Zoom lobby for a virtual happy hour. And it's just a networking hour where they can connect and talk to each other, speakers, attendees. And it's just a beautiful day and a day of collaboration and inspiration. It's so amazing. So we're doing it again this year on March 8th to celebrate International Women's Day.
Oh, powerful. And one more time, what is it called?
Empowerography Live.
Empowerography Live. I love that. Now, are you still looking for speakers? How can we support you?
Yeah, we are. We haven't announced it yet. We're going to announce the conference in December. And what we're going to do this year. Yeah. And what we're going to do this year, we're going to do things a little differently this year. This hasn't been announced publicly either. What we're going to do is we're going to handpick 18 of the speakers because we're going to have 28 again for 2023. Mm. And then what we're going to do is we're going to create a contest of sorts or an audition. You have to submit an audition reel, like 2 to 3 minutes, and have the audience pick the last 10 speakers for the conference.
Ooh, that's a brilliant idea too. I'm like, that's a brilliant and fun idea. That's so great.
Yeah.
Brad, how can people, if they're, you know, these women are listening and they're just like, oh my gosh, I want to get involved. I want to speak on your podcast. I want to be in the book. I want to speak on the conference or come attend the conference. Where can they go? And they'll be on the show notes, by the way.
Facebook is probably the best place to connect with me. Just send me a DM. I have a private Facebook group for the podcast community, the Empowerography Podcast Lounge.
You can look
that up on Facebook and join the community. It's a beautiful community. We have over 1,100 amazingly beautiful souls in that group. You're part of the community.
Yes.
It's a great place to just connect with other women. I would say 95% of the women there are entrepreneurs. So you can make connections, grow and expand your business through these connections. It's just a great place to meet other like-minded, heart-centered women entrepreneurs. I'm on Instagram at Empowerography Podcast. I have my website, empowerographypodcast.com. And those are the three main places you'll find me.
Oh, love it. I'm loving our conversation. I feel like I'm elevated just from being in this very elevated conversation around empowering women and a man empowering women. I'm all for that as well. I do truly believe that we need men to support women in that same empowerment, because this is unity consciousness.
Absolutely.
You know, this is like, I feel like if, and no offense to the women who are like, men, we don't need men. Men are human too. And they are here to be in their divine feminine. They need us too as women.
Absolutely. You know, we have
a beautiful balance of divine feminine, divine masculine. And it doesn't actually matter what gender we are. We each have those parts in us, and we need all to come together. So that's my true belief. And so thank you for being you. It is so powerful.
Agree. Well, thank you. I agree. I think as men, I think now is the time, and it's our responsibility to step up to the plate now. Finally, we need to step up and say, hey, we're here. We are allies. We see you. We hear you. We want to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. No more of this divisiveness bullshit. We've had enough of it. Let's all come together because we are so much stronger, united as men and women together. Think of how much more we can accomplish if we're united as opposed to divided. Yes. We need to shift that, and men need to step up and start making women aware that we're here to support and help and elevate.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I 1,000% agree with that. And so, I have a couple more questions I want to drop in. So I'm curious. Yeah, be scared. No.
I'm very afraid.
As a host of a podcast, it's so moving to listen to people's stories. I'm curious, as you are interviewing people, as you are listening to their stories, I'm curious how that impacts you personally. I can hear professionally, you just get even more ignited too.
Yeah. Personally, honestly, I pull inspiration from every single one of these women's stories that I've interviewed, and I've interviewed over 400 women, and there is at least one piece of inspiration in there from every single conversation, every single interview. And honestly, I truly, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful to each and every one of these women for allowing me into their space and to feel confident and comfortable enough to share their story with me, to take me. I honestly, it's funny, this is the analogy I use, is like, we're in a car and we're driving together. You're the driver, you, Rosalind, you're the driver as the guest, because we're driving through your story and you've allowed me to be in the car with you as a guest. I feel honored because you're taking me along that journey with you as you tell your story. And that is, there is so much beauty and power. And I am honestly so honored and blessed and grateful to each and every one of the women who allow me into that space to share in their story, share in their journey. It is incredible that they feel that comfortable with me and allow me into that space and are willing to get that vulnerable. I've had women crying on the podcast as they share their story. I've had women tell me that they have never shared some of the things they have shared with me on the podcast with anybody. So that is an absolute honor. Truly, that's the biggest thing for me.
Yes, I love the analogy about the car seat. That is just the passenger and the, you know, who's driving. That's, yeah, I really love that. And I can resonate with that too. So thank you, Brad. I am going to start to bring our show to a close with a guided meditation and light language activation. What's coming through right now is, in this conversation, the sense of checking in, connecting with courage, and opening the throat chakra to share your message. This is for the audience to really like get more bold, get more brave, get more courageous. And so I'm going to invite you to start to take yourself inward. You can close your eyes or have a soft gaze. And on your next breath in, as you exhale, bring your breath into your heart space, and then take that breath and drop it into your womb space, where I really believe it's the birthplace of all our ideas. Just feeling all the ideas, all the things that you want to birth into the world, that you may have already begun to birth into the world. And just tuning in to see what feels aligned to expand even more into who you are becoming as you speak your truth, the lives you're touching, as you write your truth, as you speak your truth, as you show up boldly and unapologetically. And feeling into the souls that need to hear your message right now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now. Just feeling the ripple effects 10 years from now, 20 years. You're leaving your legacy, you're creating your footprints, even after you leave this earth. Don't let your ideas die with you. Don't let your music die in you. It's our sacred responsibility to be in our purpose and share it. Shine your light bright. Yeah, let yourself feel the sensations in your body as you hear these words. Let them move and stir your soul. And if there's any resistance, any hesitation or doubt that comes up, just breathe into that and say thank you. But my boldest and brightest self would lead the way now. Feel yourself surrounded by people who are cheering you on, who are going where you want to be, who are where you are wanting to be. Feel your power in this. And just breathing in as I drop in a light language transmission to activate all of this for the highest truth and good. Sirakura sinira kura sinira kia. Mora sinira kura sinira kura sinira kia. So we're clearing anything that's in the way of your soul's path. Sarakura sinira kia. Mora kura sia. Activating. Amplifying your soul's purpose, your voice, your soul impact. Sorakurasya, narakurasya. Breathing in. Suspending your breath. And like a tree, breathing out into the ground, letting Mother Earth receive your intentions, seeding these, your magic, into the ground and feeling the ripple effects already beginning. And so it is. Sirakurasya, narakurasya. Breathing in and out. Beautiful loves. And stay here as long as you need. Remember that this is always available to you, this place of power, this place of self-belief, this place of expansion. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brad. And my loves, do go connect with Brad. Get on his podcast. Get into his world. Let your voice be amplified. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you so much, Rosalind. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's always a joy and a pleasure to sit down and talk with you. So thank you for this opportunity to share.
Thank you, love.
I appreciate you.